News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, just plain right. Time now, 4:22 PM. We're still on number two on the Triple Dipper. Yeah, this topic's going to wind up taking us to the end of the show, I would guarantee. So right now, number two on the Triple Dipper, Ukraine, what now, what next? What now? What next? Well, there's a lot going on out there. This is a fluid environment, and just understand that, you know, while every wartime scenario is often a fluid environment, I mean, it's not like we have trench warfare where they stagnate the lines and you have force on force sitting there staring at each other for weeks, months at a time. This is a dynamic, a static environment, if you will. Not a static environment. It's a dynamic environment. And so. The nature of dynamic warfare is that there's no way I can prepare for the show in the morning and have everything ready for you that afternoon because it changes between, you know, those two time frames. But a lot's been happening, and there are things that I can point out to you. Number one is this. One of the latest questions is, how do we get the Ukrainians what they need? Now, Putin is going to bluster and threaten no matter what we do. If we say, by the way, we support Ukraine's position that the sky is blue. Putin will say, if you declare the sky to be blue, I will strike NATO. That's what's going to happen. Let's go ahead and accept the fact that the big Putin strongman is going to object to anything we say or do. So that aside, you can sort of take a little bit of that out of your decision-making matrix because he's already going to object. He's already in Ukraine. He's already killing people. He's already destroying things. So to some degree, you have to go, apparently he's already provoked. Well, the Biden administration did not want to send necessary arms like javelins and Stingers to Ukraine back when they had the chance. But they thought it would be a provoking thing. They thought it would be something that would create provocation. We don't want to provoke him. It might cause him to invade. He was always going to invade. We all knew he was going to invade, and we still didn't send what they needed. So now we're playing, you know, we're playing that whole, hindsight is 2020 kind of thing. What we're looking at is the Biden administration is too often a reactive government as opposed to a proactive government. Well, listen, I got very little time here, but I do see I have a caller coming in on line four, so I'll grab that real quick, and then we'll keep moving on this topic as we have time. Cliff from Huntsville on line four. Hey, Cliff, Phil Williams on Right Side. How you doing, man?
Hey, Phil. I'm laughing.
What are you laughing at?
What you called a cool poll. I'd like to make 3 points about those results.
You talking about that Quinnipiac poll that I was talking about with Chris Reed a while ago?
Yes.
All right,
go ahead.
Number
one, shouldn't you be upset and disappointed and alarmed that only 2/3 of Republicans would stand and fight? And then secondly, I forgot what I was going to say. No, I didn't.
Work with me. Come on.
When the poop hits the prop, maybe people wouldn't be so eager and bold and puffing their chest out. And then lastly, these Republicans, that voted for and supported and continue to support the biggest liar in the history of lying. Do you suppose they might be lying when they answer the poll question?
Well, so the biggest liar in the history of lying, go ahead and name him, Cliff. Is he the mean orange man that sends out mean tweets?
Yes.
Okay, so you come at this with the bias that a president who is not in the position to affect policy as we currently sit on it and is not in the decision-making processes for anything to do with foreign policy right now, that he's what you want to focus on. Let's go ahead and bring it back around.
We have
the Biden. Now, hang on, Cliff. Listen, man, you got your chance there. Let me talk for a second. So you don't like the poll. Am I chagrined to find out that 1/3 of Republicans apparently entered that poll and said they wouldn't stand and fight? Yeah. I'm thinking, man, bow up.
Okay.
I think it's worse, though. I think it's worse, though, to find, though, that the Democrats had much lower numbers, and I find that to be a little concerning. Don't you want to analyze how your party feels about why they wouldn't stand and fight for their country?
What do you imagine is my party, Phil?
Well, I mean, right now what I'm hearing Sounds a lot like you tend to vote Democrat and you prefer Joe Biden. Am I wrong?
I voted for one Democrat in my life, and it was Doug Jones.
Well, that was a mistake, but nonetheless. So what you're saying is you're just a never-Trumper Republican, or are you an independent? What are you?
Roy Moore fan, are you? I'm an independent, sure.
Okay, so independent, so you don't have a team. So listen, the reality is this. You've got a poll right now that says nothing about Trump. What it says is Biden's approval rating is in the high 30s.
That's not my point. You did this to me last time. You're trying to change the subject. I'm saying these people they're okay with lying. These Republican people who answer the poll, they're okay with lying. In fact, they kind of dig it that Trump tells a lie. They don't take him to task. They're okay with it.
You recognize that Trump is not in this poll, Cliff. Cliff, Trump is not in this poll. This poll has nothing to do with Trump.
I'm talking about the people who answered the poll, and they are okay with lying. It's a thing that Republicans are into now. It's a thing they voted on. They voted into office.
So nothing to do with the Democrats who said only 40% would stand for their country if foreign nationals were on our soil trying to take it. You want to go ahead and assume that any Republican who entered that poll was lying because Trump used to be the president. That's what you're saying.
I'm saying that, yes, that's a red flag. If you supported and continue to support Donald Trump, that you are okay with lying. You think it's a good tactic, a good strategy.
Okay, so Franklin Graham, so you're saying Franklin Graham is a bold-faced liar because he believes that Trump would have been the better president to leave in office.
What?
Well, I mean, you just said anyone who supported Trump's a liar. So I just picked out the most evangelical individual I could find.
I said they're okay with lying. Therefore, I'm suspicious of anything they say.
Your logic is illogical, man. You did not make your point. You can try again another time. We got to take a break right now. Copper, tell my other two callers who are on line one and two, if they want to hold on through the break, I would love to have a conversation with them. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Be prepared to argue if you want to make a point. Phil Williams, we'll be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. I'm about to go to the phones because the phone's lit up, man. I got 4 out of 5 lines full right now. But before I do that, I gotta squeeze in an opportunity here to make sure I honor one of our team members, one of our sponsors, Just Love Coffee Cafe. Just Love Coffee Cafe, two locations, one on Hughes Road in Madison and the other on South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville. And by the way, that Madison location is out by City Hall, in case you're wondering. Just Love Coffee Cafe has got amazing coffees. And it's called Just Love Coffee, right? Just Love Coffee Cafe, but they've got great food. I love going there. The Jive Turkey Wrap, by the way, is one of my favorites. That pepper jelly on the Jive Turkey Wrap, man, that is just good stuff. And I think you might want to consider maybe stopping on the way home for dinner, or maybe even in the morning coming in, blow off that usual chicken biscuit you pick up at the fast food line. Stop by Just Love Coffee Cafe, get you a womlet, oh yeah, or get you a batch of waffles, oh yeah, and maybe even take some coffee to work for your coworkers. Listen, Just Love Coffee Cafe, what a cool place, great place to hang out, be with folks, use their Wi-Fi, or just pick it up to go. But Just Love Coffee Cafe has got two locations, one on Hughes Road in Madison out by City Hall and the other on South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville. Check them out. All right, the phones did indeed light up. So let me go to line one, Sparky from Harvest. Hey, Sparky, Phil Williams on Right Side. How you doing today, man?
Hey, Phil, love the show. I'm not surprised by the outcome of the poll, and I could have probably almost picked those percentages for you. To the points of your previous caller, I think there's good evidence there, and it's very typical. I think my Republican friends, by and large, are motivated by a love of country, a love of their nation, and a contempt for certain Democrat policies and Democrat politicians. Democrats and liberals just seem to be motivated by complete and utter hatred of country, contempt for all conservative voters. And that's an odd thing to me. And I wish I knew how to crack the nut on that, because it's not entirely logical and not particularly fair. But God bless all those poor people in Ukraine. Keep up the good fight. I wish I was young enough to go help fight for them.
Yeah, absolutely. I appreciate that. Sparky, good call, man. And thanks for holding on during the break. And to your point, too, the interesting piece is for those who said that they were not in favor of standing and fighting for their country, or they don't even like their country now, they seem to forget that this country is what gives them the rights to openly express the fact that they don't like their own country. I mean, it's an odd conundrum. Copper, I'm going to skip down to line three, please. Line three, Dave from Athens. Hey, Dave, Phil Williams on Right Side. How you doing today?
Hey, good, sir. Good, sir. How are you today?
I'm good, man. Thanks so much. What's on your mind?
Yeah, so I just wanted to comment about this poll that's raised so much discussion here. And I'm very speculative of it because, or I should say skeptical of it. You know, I haven't seen the poll, so I don't know what's asked. I don't know how they did their polling. But one, it seems like a very hypothetical question. Two, it seems that the question they do pose puts them in an existential situation, which most people in this country have never really experienced. And then three, the way they frame it, I don't think is fair, because you look at the size of Russia compared to Ukraine, and there's just nothing that would match that compared to a situation like that with the U.S. So putting all three of those together really raises doubt as to how a person would answer. And, you know, I really just think that when we talk about polls like this, other than that, it just really breeds an area for further divisiveness in this country. And I don't think that does anyone any good. And no, with that, and I'll turn it back over to you, sir.
No, those are great points, Dave. Hang on a second. Those are great points, and you are correct. I mean, the poll was designed to poll hypotheticals. I mean, it was polling job approval. It was polling things we can see in the Biden administration right now. But you're right. I mean, how they can poll whether or not Putin is losing his mind, no one knows that, and yet they polled it. And then to poll what you would do if your country was attacked on its own soil, yeah, it's hypothetical, but I think most people kind of get a feel. It doesn't have to be like a overwhelming size of Russia versus Ukraine, but just the idea that anyone would try to attack the homeland, how would we feel about that? What would we do? And I don't think that one was so far off the mark in terms of being a hypothetical that people couldn't at least relate to the question and sort of get that Red Dawn feeling about it. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I do, and I guarantee there's folks out there who do hate this country and who would not stand and fight. But when you start to put those layers on top of that question, it seeps into a person's mind and can affect the way they answer those questions. So again, I really look at, you know, those questions in that poll as nothing more than just a back of the cereal box talking points, for lack of better terms.
Oh, that's a fair point. All right, Dave, appreciate the call, man. Thanks for hanging on during the break. I thank you for that. Let me go grab another one before I run out of time. Oh, it's Jeff from Indiana, line five. Hey, Jeff, Phil Williams on Right Side. How you doing, man?
Doing good, Phil.
What's on your mind today, buddy?
I'd like to lay the blame at the feet of who's responsible for this. That would be the American Democrats. They are causing, I have little doubt in my mind that Putin would not have invaded Ukraine if Trump was still president.
I tend to agree. Yeah.
And I would be willing to take an apology from those people if they promise not to vote in the next election, and that before they can vote again, they have to go through deprogramming, because I think these people are some of the dumbest people on the face of the earth. It's like whenever the campus reform goes to colleges, and then they switch the things around, you know, and tell the kids that, you know, this is Putin's or this is Biden's agenda or this is Trump's agenda, and they always agree with the Trump's agenda. And then they just completely shocked when they find out that it's not.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I've seen that, where they actually say, well, how would you feel if so-and-so and so-and-so happened? Oh, I would never vote for something like that. Well, that's exactly where we are, you know, and you're right. They label an agenda and claim that it's Biden's just to see how they'll react to it, and they react to it negatively or positively, never realizing they've been tricked and it was really a Trump administration policy. Yeah, I've seen those. That's pretty funny stuff. But you know what, Jeff, too, I've said this on the show several times. Democrats, they vote Democrat, and some of them are true believers in their policy positions, and I get it, you know, and I've never minded somebody having a differing opinion as long as they can defend it. But the ones that get me were the never Trump so-called Republicans. I mean, who literally said, we just want him out of there so bad we're willing to sacrifice everything that our party says that it stands for and has worked for, and we don't care about policy. We just want the mean tweets gone. And I think those never Trump Republicans, those are the ones that are really to blame, in my opinion, for part of where we are, because they sabotage their own team, if you will.
Yeah, they're the most dangerous of all.
Yeah, totally agree. Hey, Jeff, brother, I got to get another caller who's been holding on the line, so let me just jump over there and grab him real quick. But, Jeff, you take care on the road, bud, and call again soon. All right, my last caller has been holding on through the break and all. I appreciate it. Chris from Lauderdale. Hey, Chris, Phil Williams on Right Side. How are you today?
I'm well, thank you.
And
I've
got
two comments. One is the guy that called in and wanted to talk about liars. He seems to have forgotten about the biggest lie of all, which is I did not have sex with that woman. That was under oath. The other thing is Hunter Biden spent so much time over there in Ukraine, and now his dad's president and seems to be reluctant to do anything that would really cause any disruption in what Putin is doing. So, and I know this is kind of conspiracy, but I wonder what kind of information Hunter might have gathered that could have been shared with Putin to put him where he's at now.
Man, there is no telling. I've heard it said before that there are some who speculate in the intel arena that the Biden administration is compromised in some way, because there's pictures of, you know, Hunter Biden in a drawer somewhere in Zelensky's office. I don't know. But it's amazing to me. I mean, the things that I had to do to qualify and maintain a top secret security clearance when I was on active duty, the Biden administration, so many of, even Biden himself may not qualify for a clearance based upon the things in his life. It's amazing to me.
Well, that's all I got.
All right, Chris, thanks for the call, man. Thanks for holding on so long. Appreciate you waiting through the other callers. All right, well, Copper, I tell you what, that's a great segue. Let's go ahead and just take that moment and run to a break and come back, and we'll finish up. It's 4:45 p.m. right now. Keys in hand. Many of y'all are starting that afternoon drive if you haven't already. Listen, just know this. If you miss part of the show, you can pick it up again by the next morning, even sometimes that evening. Birdman takes the segments of the show that Copper prepares and uploads them in podcast form, and you can find every bit of it at rightsideradio.org. And that's why we got so many people listening in California, of all places. So, hey, California, we love you. Thank you. And you are, by the way, welcome to come on down. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. We'll be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. All right, listen, folks, I got to tell you, you may have already noticed that the temperature is changing, like you don't even know what to wear in the morning when you get up, because, yeah, it's like literally, it's like cold in the morning, hot in the evenings, and it's just going to be that way for a little bit longer, and then next thing you know, bam, it's going to be spring and summer. So how's your heat and air conditioning doing? I hope it's doing well, but you might want to get it serviced and sort of checked out by the folks at Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning. So Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning, one of our team members, is literally just banging it out right now in terms of helping people make sure their systems are online. Gas or electric systems does not matter. They're open 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday. And right now they got a special, $69 per unit. And they will come out and service them and get them ready for the hot weather. And if anything goes wrong with them over the next year from the time they serviced it, 10% discount on any repairs. Now, that's just quality right there. That's good stuff. So, listen, Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning, it's a locally owned, owner-operated, veteran-owned business. James Vandergriff, the guy who owns the business, is a veteran of Afghanistan, which means a lot to me, too, personally. And after serving his country overseas and in uniform, he's now serving his community with providing quality care for all your HVAC needs. And so I'm just telling you, Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning, they serve Huntsville, Madison, all the surrounding areas. Give them a call today at 256-225-7311. That's Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning, 256-225-7311. Tell them you heard about it right here on Right Side Radio. All right, listen, we are winding down the day. I did not even get out of number two on the Triple Dipper being the fact that we've been talking about, you know, Ukraine, what now and what next. And I really didn't get a chance to do a whole lot with it because we had these sidebar conversations that were, they were good. They were engaging. But some things you might want to know is, number one, is Russia has called upon the EU and NATO to stop its arms supplies to Ukraine. According to U.S. News in a storyline dated Sunday. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Hey, I want to go beat up on people. Stop giving them things they need to stop me from beating up on them. No. How about no? How about take a flying leap there, Vladimir? Next thing you might want to know, though, originally, if you remember, the Biden administration was going to send over some additional forces to bolster NATO. Now, it's not a ton. But it has gone, it's four times more than what it was originally. Originally, it was roughly 3,000 U.S. troops, CONUS-based, U.S.-based troops that were heading over. Now we're up to 12,000. So some 12,000 U.S. troops have been sent by the Pentagon to basically NATO member nations within a spitting distance of Ukraine. Story off military.com dated this past weekend. Literally says that right now we got 5,000 troops from the 82nd Airborne serving as one of the largest components of our overseas deployment. They're mostly in Poland. Then you've got a group of about 300 from 5th Corps out of Fort Knox, Kentucky. That's going to be mostly administrative and command groups. You got about 7,000, though, from the 1st Armored Brigade Combat Team, 3rd ID, 3rd Infantry Division. So that's big doings right there. So there's an ABCT, an Armor Brigade Combat Team. That is not small fry, all right? When you move an ABCT, and my understanding is what they did was they went over and they fell in on what we call pre-post stocks, pre-positioned war stocks like tanks and other combat fighting vehicles, generators, everything else they need to maintain. They did not have to railhead and ship out their vehicles to get overseas. They fell in upon pre-deployed or pre-positioned equipment. So you've got an Armor Brigade Combat Team. That's, by the way, an ABCT is the heaviest force available within the tactical maneuver elements of the United States Army. An ABCT brings to bear a lot of stuff. They also, by the way, sent 800 paratroopers from the 173rd Airborne Brigade based out of Vicenza, Italy. And the Pentagon also moved at least 8 F-35 Joint Strike Fighters from Germany to get a mover a little closer to NATO's front line. And 32 AH-64 Apache helicopters were also repositioned from Germany and Greece into the Baltic regions and Poland. And then you got 200 soldiers from the 101st Airborne Division. So there's no OPSEC in terms of reading these out. I'm giving you open source information. But just understand that when we said we were only sending about 3,000 light troops over there originally, no, not anymore. We now have what I would call a brigade combat team plus that has been sent over, not the least of which is an entire armored brigade combat team out of the 3rd ID at Fort Stewart. So all you folks in green suits out there at Redstone Arsenal and veterans in our community and defense industry, we appreciate you and thank you. They're not necessarily, and I don't advocate them being put on Ukrainian soil, but this is a situation we have to watch. And I'm going to wind up spending time on this every day because this situation we have to watch, this is where flashpoints occur. This is where a miscalculation, causes far more in terms of escalation. And so, we're already there in terms of Putin invaded. That's a done deal. All right. The whole idea that we're not going to provoke him. Well, now the question is, how far do we allow him to go? Is there a red line? Do we even know what a red line looks like? I mean, we're talking about the guy who worked with Obama who had red lines that meant nothing on the ground. But here we are sitting here looking at the fact that all of the components that went into the development of World War I and World War II are in action again, and we have not seen military buildup in Europe like this since those days. We've also not seen a refugee crisis like this since those days. Keep your eyes on it, folks. Ukraine, what now, what next? Maybe we can analyze this in more detail tomorrow. Right now, though, we appreciate you. Have a great night. Coming up next, you got the great one, Mark Levin. Me personally and Copper, we're back here tomorrow at 2. Y'all have a great night. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. We'll see you tomorrow.